Welcome to the Savvy Working Mom Podcast. This is the place where we share strategies to help you create a life you love. I'm your host, Whitney, a real-life working mom at a Fortune 500, professional speaker, and coach. I'm going to help you get real-life relief with simple systems so you can find more time and have less stress. With intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever. You've probably heard that clarity and self-care are two of the keys for building an awesome life. But in today's busy world, who has the time to figure out exactly what that means for herself? You can learn on your own, but you're learning in a vacuum, and with how much you have going on, it becomes really easy to put your own personal growth on the back burner. Which is where I come in. When you work with me, you'll get support from someone who really understands the challenges of being a working mom. I want to give you a special invite to request a free strategy call with me by visiting thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. Again, that URL is thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hey, Mama, I got something I want to share with you. And you might not want to hear it, but trust me, you are going to be better for listening to it. The first step to being your best self is taking care of yourself. And I know you've heard it before, but it's so important. I'm going to say it again. Self-care isn't selfish. Putting yourself first isn't selfish. In fact, I would go so far as to say that not putting yourself first is doing a disservice to all those people who care about you and to all those people who depend on you. In the long run, not taking care of yourself is selfish because you can't show up for those you want to show up for at the end of the day. You have to take care of yourself. When you don't take care of yourself, you end up being run down and giving half or even less of what you could normally give. When you don't care of yourself and you just start going, doing, giving of all your time, giving of all your energy, you end up just going through the motions. You end up showing up as the lame mom, the cranky wife, the half-assed friend, the lousy worker. You don't want to be that lady. I don't want you to be that lady. So here's how you stop from being that lady. You take a moment to recognize your own needs, and then you address them. When you do that, you can shine in every part of your life, and you deserve to do that. So I want you to take some action. I want you to take a moment to think about the story that you need to tell yourself so that you can take care of yourself. Here's a few things that I like to say out loud to myself to remind me of how important it is that I take care of myself. I deserve love, and I deserve to love myself. I deserve love, and I deserve to love myself. Something else I like to say to myself is that by taking care of myself, I take care of those around me. By taking care of myself, I take care of those around me. And another thing I am constantly reminding myself of is taking time to replenish my energy makes the world a better place. Taking time to replenish my energy makes the world a better place. And the same is true for you, Mama. When you are your best self, when you are full of life, your family is going to be happier. Your place of work is going to be more profitable, and your community is going to improve. Take some action. Take a moment. Write down what you can remind yourself of so that you can take that time without guilt to care for yourself.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Savvy Working Mom Podcast. One thing that would really help both us and other potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at thesavvyworkingmom.com/blog and on Instagram at thesavvyworkingmom. And please just share this podcast with any other mama who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, with intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever.